Heroes of the Underground Railroad is an inspiring exploration of the lives and work of notable abolitionists and slaves from America's Underground Railroad. The show provides a fundamental historical context of the time period while recreating the lives and work of several prominent and nearly forgotten heroes: Harriet Tubman, Henry Box Brown, John Parker, and Frederick Douglass are just some of the figures brought to life. The play sheds light on everything from secret messages along the routes to music from the period. Making Heroes of the Underground Railroad possible is based in Asheville, the Bright Star Touring Theater, serving more than 650 audiences annually, specializing in literary, curriculum, and character education-based performances for schools and communities. Actors for the Bright Star Tour Theater who have roles in Heroes of the Underground Railroad, Jesse Cortis and Madeline Jones, join me today for this WNCW Friday feature interview of the week as we set aside time in honor of Black History Month. I'm Paul Foster. Jesse, I'll begin with you, and even though we're focusing on Heroes of the Underground Railroad, because we're going to talk about here in just a few minutes a performance taking place in our region tonight and also some into next week, one of the main things we need to let the audience know is that the Bright Star Tour Theater is doing a number of different plays in honor and recognition of Black History Month. You've been a part of also one called Let It Shine. Tell us about that.
It's a show about the civil rights movement. My partner Madeline here plays characters like Dr. King, Rosa Parks, and it kind of just goes a brief summary history of the civil rights movement from 1955 to 1968.
Well, we're just really hoping that the audience will kind of just see the stories that we're telling them and make them, you know, rethink about how close we are from, you know, this history. You know, this just happened over 45 to 50 years ago, and just kind of stressing that, you know, there's something that we need to talk about, the racial climate that we're dealing with every day, and just stressing that this still is very important and we still need to be talking about this, you know, just make us reflect and think about how far we've come as a nation and also how far we still need to go.
The website for Bright Star, by the way, it's brightstartheater.com, had listed several other plays that are being presented as well in honor of Black History Month. Tell us some more about the different performances and some others that you might be a part of.
So yeah, we do three shows. One of our first shows we do Aesop's Fables, which is usually from pre-K up to about second to third grade. And then we do, of course, Let It Shine. And then we have another show called Heroes of the Underground Railroad, which is focusing on, of course, the Underground Railroad and dealing with slavery. In the show, Jesse and I are playing different abolitionists. So I play like Harriet Tubman, and I play Henry Box Brown, who shipped himself from Virginia all the way to Philadelphia. And then I also play a few other characters. And then Jesse plays a few characters.
Yeah, we play a variety of different characters in all three shows, but I probably have the most amount of characters in Heroes of the Underground Railroad. Like she said, I play this man named Samuel Smith, who helped Henry Box Brown actually find the address in Philadelphia and everything like that and ship himself there. He helped him with that. And he went on later to help seven other slaves in the same way and manner to get there, too. Yeah, we do three shows, and we've toured them from everywhere from, oh my goodness, to New York, Maryland, Connecticut, New Jersey, Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, West Virginia. I think like the last couple weeks of our tour, we're going to Iowa. So yeah, we've gotten to see a lot of places and a lot of people, which is really cool.
You're in tune with WNCW and the Friday Feature Interview of the Week. My conversation continues with Jesse Cortis and Madeline Jones, who are actors with the Bright Star Touring Theater based in Asheville. I have a colleague that helps some in the news department here at WNCW, Kevin Washington, and he made a good point talking about how great it is that your performances go into schools, because we start to think about it. So many of these elementary age children, for one thing, are being presented theater and drama, maybe for the very first time, and also you're educating and showing to them many prominent figures in Black history.
One of our favorite things about the shows that we do is we always have a little Q&A after our shows. you know, a lot of the questions are like, you know, what's your favorite color? Where are you from? Where'd you go to school? Then every now and then we'll get some really, really good, insightful questions. And that's when we know that we sparked something in these kids. They're like, oh, this did happen. And it brings them more, it kind of unfogs reality for them, I think. And we're able to show them in a very light and open manner what really happened. And that's very, very important because a lot of history like this is slowly being pushed out of textbooks. And so that's why we do this. We're theater for a purpose, to enlighten these kids in a very light manner about what really happened.
Guys, let me now kind of go down the checklist of upcoming performances starting this evening. Again, it's Heroes of the Underground Railroad, presented by the Bright Star Touring Theater out of Asheville. They'll be in nearby Shelby at Graham Elementary School, 1100 Blanton Street in Shelby at the school's auditorium. A free open to the public 6 p.m. performance on this Friday evening.
Yeah, come
out.
It's always nice to have adult crowds. Obviously more receptive to it because some of them might have been there during that time or might have been a kid during that time. So we welcome all people, all ages, all races. That's why we're doing it. We're excited.
Next week on February the 26th, back to Asheville, two performances in the afternoon at the Asheville Community Theater. And then there's the fact that different touring groups are presenting the various plays related to Black History Month, and performances are also taking place in the states of South Carolina, Tennessee, Virginia, and even Maryland. Jesse, Madeline, and to everybody with Bright Star, we certainly appreciate what you're doing, and thank you so much for shining a spotlight on Black History Month. For more information, visit brightstartheater.com. You've been listening to the Friday Feature Interview of the Week, which is also available as a podcast on our website at wncw.org. Have a real good weekend. I'm Paul.